feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's
Bab Dada very much likes one. Natural nature of double foreigners, and that is that you have a clean heart. Whatever happens, you do not hide anything. You will be clear. You are clear if you fall and clear if you ascend. So Bab Dada loves a clean heart. It's good. Double congratulations. Everyone is happy to see you all. If there are no double foreigners in any one of the meetings, it feels as though something is missing. And that is why it's very good that you have come in every turn. This is the beauty. Each child is a decoration of this court, Darbar. So continue to
fly.
Do not walk. Do not run. Do not take a high jump.
Walking, running.
High jump, don't do that. But fly. You are those who fly. Look. Even physically, double foreigners cannot arrive here without flying. You have to come here by flying. So in order to reach the destination of becoming perfect, always stay in the flying stage. Congratulations, Acha. This is the Avyakt Murli of 15th December 2004. So Bapa likes the natural nature of double foreigners, and that is to have a clean heart. They are clean when they fall and they are clean when they ascend. Bapa loves this cleanliness. And the beauty is that in every turn there are double foreigners. And each child is a decoration of this court, and that's why Bapa wants each one of us to fly. So we'll discuss about flying today. There are two skies. One internal sky, inner sky, and one external sky. We have flights and aeroplanes and helicopters and parachute and so many other things whereby we can fly into the external sky. But there is an internal sky of inner consciousness, When we learn to fly in the inner sky and reach the highest peak of consciousness, we enter into a new dimension where life changes, where everything changes. What is fearful here becomes fearlessness here. What is suspicion here becomes faith here. What is difficult here becomes very easy here. This flight is what we want to do. This is the internal flight. A flight into our own selves. A flight into the sky of internal consciousness. There are hidden fears, doubts, some weaknesses, some suspicion, some unfulfilled desires within, and they keep on coming on the surface and cause disturbances. To go beyond all of these and to fly is the goal. Flying is something very natural to us. Flying is very natural to us, just as swimming is very natural. One who has learned swimming will never forget it. And they say that just as swimming is a natural, intrinsic nature of human being, so also flying. There was a Japanese scientist and he taught swimming to 9-month-old babies. And when he became successful, he taught swimming to 6-month-old babies. And when he was successful, he tried on 3-month-old babies. And he came to the conclusion, yes, everybody can swim. It is the internal nature. It is the internal nature. Initially, you are hesitant, fearful. But once you are into it, you just enjoy it. In the similar manner, there are 2 types of birds. A baby bird who has just come out of egg. There's another baby bird who has come out of egg. Now there is a mother bird who is trying to fly around the nest to show to the child that yes, you can fly. To create an urge, a desire in the bird, baby bird, to fly. And when baby bird is just out of the egg, it is fearful, it is doubtful. The mother is flying from one tree to another tree to increase the urge. And the baby is initially hesitant. How can I fly? I'll fall down. But once it jumps into the sky, the wings open and the baby flies and the bird flies. This is the first bird. The second bird, baby bird, just out of the egg. It sees its mother flying around. It sees its mother flying from one tree to another. Yet it is not wanting to fly. The fear is too much. So what the mother does then? Push. Force. The baby is about to fly and then suddenly there is no way out. And it opens the wing. And then it understands and realizes the joy of flying. The vast sky. The beautiful sky. The clouds, the air, the wind, the breeze, the other birds. The flight from one tree to another tree. It just enjoys. So this is the internal nature. This is the nature of the bird to fly. Baba says, you don't have to run. There are different stages of Brahmin life. Different kala. First is walking art. First is standing art. There are some Brahmins who are in this art. They are stand still. Not walking, not moving, just standing. Rukti kala. They are just standing. There are others who have started walking. Chalti. This is started walking. So first is standing art. Second is walking. So now they have started walking. Oh, it looks okay. others are walking, others are going ahead. What are we doing? We should also walk in this path of purusharth, effort. So they stand, start walking. After walking, they realize some are going ahead. So they start running. So this is the running art. But then there are mountains in between. So they have to climb. So climbing art. You climb. But then you realize there are smaller mountains. It's useless to climb them. You have to just take a jump. So that is a jumping art. So some are in jumping art. But then some are in flying art. They just fly. Their purity is so strong and untouched. Their vairag is so potent that nothing affects them. They just jump. But now these are few stages, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, flying. But now there are two further steps, negative. These are positive ones. The two are, once you climb, ascend, then there is sometimes a descending stage, utarti kala. And sometimes falling stage, you just reach the top and suddenly fall down. Suddenly some previous sanskar comes and disturbs you and you are gone. Some sanskar which was hidden. Sanskar is just like stomach. The more you eat, the more hungry you become. The more the size of the stomach increases. If you had a huge dinner at night, the next morning you are more hungry because you have stretched your stomach. So gradually, every day stomach stretches. So, you like to eat more and more. When you eat less and less, the stomach shrinks. And the most important lesson COVID-19 has taught to the world is stomach is less important than lungs. It is the lungs which are more important. You breathe. When the breath is stopped, you die. It is not the food which is lacking in the world, but the oxygen. Let the stomach shrink. And let the lungs expand. Our lungs have shrunken. That's why lung capacity is so low. Polluted air, smoking, osteoporosis, old age, repeated infections, and the lung capacity is less. Because the focus is more on food, on stomach rather than on lungs. So, these are the different stages. Stand still. Walking, running, this is also negative sort of, climbing, jumping and flying. So Baba wants us to fly and fly very high. But for flying, you need 7 things. What are they? Wings. What you need for flying? Without wings, you cannot fly. So the first thing which is needed for flying is wings. You need wings to fly. Wings of jnana and wings of yoga. Wings of vairagya, wings of purity. Without wings you cannot fly into the internal sky. Mental health and physical health. These are the wings for spiritual health. A spiritual bird needs wings of mental health and physical health. If you are physically sick, you cannot progress spiritually. Without health, spirituality is failure. A body which is strong, vigorous, vivacious, animated, vibrant, should be free of illness. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba talked about Kalpataru and Kalpakaya and Kaya Kalp. In golden age, you will have long age, long life. Let it be here. Akale mrityu, untimely death, premature death. That's the sign of Kali Yuga. So health is very important thing. So first thing is wings. Have these wings. Then only you can fly. Mental health. People are depressed, fearful in today's world. Suffering from depression. The second thing which is needed for flying is no chains in the feet. If your feet are chained, how can you fly? There should be no fetters, no chains on your feet. Your feet should be free, your hand should be free, then only you can fly. If a bird is tied with strings, can it fly? So you should have no strings, no fetters, no chains. The third thing which is needed for flying is no cage, pinjara. A bird which is in the cage, how can it fly? It cannot fly. There shouldn't be any cage. Body consciousness is the greatest cage. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba has given one blessing, Vardhan. Be soul conscious. Dehi Abhimani Baba. This is the blessing. There shouldn't be any cage. The fourth thing which is needed for flying is enthusiasm. If you are listless, lacking zeal and zest, how can you fly? For flying, you need extreme enthusiasm to fly. I want to fly. I cannot just stand, I cannot just run, I cannot just walk, I cannot just climb, but I want to fly. So there is enthusiasm, intense enthusiasm which is needed for flying. Fourth. Fifth, practice. Without practice, how can you fly? You need practice. For example, if a surgeon sits at home without operating for 1 year, and when he comes out, he will be fearful. Person should be in constant practice. Then only you can do the thing. So there should be constant practice each and every day. You should be taking up challenges, learning, go ahead. So practice, practice and practice. Practice, practice and practice. Intense practice is needed. You know Bruce Lee? Bruce Lee? Martial art trained. He was also an actor, highly talented actor. He had acted in films also. And for his films, he used to write his own script, choreography, everything he himself used to do. And what was his weight? Just 70 kg weight. And he defeated those boxers and fighters who are 150 kgs. His body was so strong. No muscle mass, no bulk, but no fat, but whole muscle mass. Very strong. His one punch, half inch punch, and the person is dead. Only this much. This much punch, not this much. This punch. The front person is gone. So strong body. How he made this? Practice. Intense workouts. Practice, practice, and practice, and practice. He died very young, but 32 age. Because of side effect of a painkiller drug. People say he was poisoned. There were many rumors. He had a fall, cerebral edema. He recovered after 3 months. Again, he had gone to Japan for discussing one film with a director. Evening, he took a painkiller. He was in his room. And when they opened, he was not responding. They took to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Japan, brought it. That was an end of a legend, Bruce Lee. One of the most powerful person, most intelligent man. So how he became Bruce Lee? Because of practice. So fifth thing which is needed for flying is practice. Sixth, what is needed? Sky is always there. Sky is always there. What is needed? Tell. Freedom. Freedom is already we said. Courage. Sahas. To fly is not for cowards. It's for courageous people. And the last thing which is most important. What is that? No. Most interest. Aim. divine call. Person should get that call from within. This is a poem by Harivansh Rai Bachchan. In Hindi, I will translate. Churugan. Churugan is the name of the bird. So this Churugan, this small bird, comes out. Chhod ghosla bahar aaya. Dekhi dali, dekhe paat. Aur suni jo patte hil mil karte aapas mein baat. Ma, kya mujhko ud na aaya? Nahi Churugan, tu bharmaaya. So this small baby comes out and he sees everything. Oh, so many beautiful things, birds, there are trees, there are leaves. So it asks his mother, have I learned flying? Mother says, no, this is your religion. Stop. You have not learned flying. डाली से डाली पर पहुंचा देखी कलिया डेके फूल ऊपर उठकर फुगनी जानी चुदनी नीचे झुककर जाना मूल माँ क्या मुझको उड़ना आया नहीं चुरुगन तो भरमाया. Now what is doing the bird? It's moving from flying from one branch to another branch. For first it saw and it thought I have learned flying. Second it is moving from one branch to another branch. Mother, have I learned flying? No, my dear, this is your illusion. कच्चे पक्के फलक पक पहचाने खाए और गिराए काट खाने गाने के सब साथी देख रहे हैं मेरी बाट माँ क्या मुझको उड़ना आया नहीं चुरुगन तू भरमा. नाउ इट स्टार्टेड टेस्टिंग फ्रूट्स एंड अंडरस्टूड ओ दिस इज राइप दिस इज अनराइप दिस इज रॉ एंड देन इट वेंट डाउन एंड पिक्ड अप वन फ्रूट विच वॉज फ्लाइंग डाउन अगेन इट हैड एन इल्यूजन. मदर हैव आई लर्न फ्लाइंग? नो माई चाइल्ड दिस इज योर इल्यूजन. उस तरु से उस तरु पर आता जाता करता धरती की ओर दाना कोई कहीं पड़ा हो चुन लाता ठोक ठटोर माँ क्या मुझको उड़ना आया नहीं चुरुगन तू भरमाया. नाउ व्हाट इट इज डूइंग फ्रॉम वन ट्री टू अनदर ट्री इट इज गोइंग नाउ अर्लियर फ्रॉम वन ब्रांच टू अनदर नाउ फ्रॉम वन ट्री टू अनदर ब्रांच अगेन इट इज आस्किंग हैव आई लर्न फ्लाइंग? नो माई चाइल्ड इट इज योर इल्यूजन. मैं नीले अज्ञात गगन की सुनता हूँ अनिवार पुकार कोई अंदर से कहता है उड़ जा उड़ जा उड़ जा परमार माँ क्या मुझको उड़ना आया आज सफल है तेरे डैना आज सफल है तेरी काया. एट लास्ट इट फील्स नाउ देर इज समबड़ी हु इज विद इन मी हु इज सेइंग गो 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 फ्लाई देर इज अ वॉइस विच इज कमिंग फ्रॉम द अनसीन स्काई. नीले अज्ञात गगन की सुनता हूँ अनिवार पुकार इट इज अ परसिस्टेंट इट इज such a call, a vehement call I have received from above. Now I cannot stop. And now it's asked the mother, have I learned flying? Mother says, yes. Now you have learned flying. Go. So the most important thing which is needed for flying is internal urge. Internal divine call. You have received the call, now you cannot stop. You just move, move, move and move. So wings, second, no chains, no cage. What was this? Enthusiasm, practice, this, courage, and divine call. Then you learn to fly. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada very much likes one natural nature of the double foreigners, and that is that you have a clean heart. Whatever happens, you do not hide anything. You will be clear. You are clear if you fall and clear if you ascend. So, Bab Dada loves a clean heart. It is good double congratulations. Everyone is happy to see you all. If there are no double foreigners in any one of the meetings, it feels as though something is missing, and this is why it is very good that you come in every turn. This is the beauty. Each child is a decoration of this court. So continue to fly. Do not walk, do not run, do not take a high jump, but fly. You are those who fly. Look, even physically, double foreigners cannot arrive here without flying. You have to come here by flying. So, in order to reach the destination of becoming perfect, always stay in the flying stage. Congratulations. Achha. Avyakta Murli, 15 December 2004. Om Shanti.